Heather has another modeling job. Tennis clothes, I think. She asks me to hang the posters for her. I actually don't mind. It's nice having kids see me do something good. Might help my reputation. I'm hanging a poster outside the metal shop room when it creeps up. Little flecks of metal slice through my veins. It whispers to me. Fresh meat. That's what it whispers. It found me again. I thought I could ignore it. There are 400 other freshmen in here, 200 female, plus all the other grades. But he whispers to me. I can smell him over the noise of the metal shop, and I drop my poster and the masking tape, and I want to throw up, and I can smell him, and I run, and he remembers, and he knows. He whispers in my ear. I lie to Heather about the masking tape and say I put it back in the supply box.
I hate this it guy, and I don't even know who he is or what he did, but I do know that he terrifies Melinda. When she describes how she feels around him, she says, "Little flecks of metal slice through my veins." That's pretty intense. So it turns out that something happened that both it and Melinda remember. And I would bet that that event has something to do with that party last summer. We're at the next section on page 86, Rent Round 3.
Rent Round 3. My guidance counselor calls Mom at the store to pave the way for my report card. Must remember to send her a thank you note. By the time we eat dinner, the battle is roaring at full pitch. Grades, blah, blah, blah. Attitude, blah, blah, blah. Help around the house, blah, blah, blah. Not a kid anymore, blah, blah, blah.